Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So as much as you want that franchise quarterback, eventually you have to start winning. And the Giants are proof. They're like the modern proof that even when you're the coach who finds that quarterback, because we heard for years, oh, just give Brian Daboll a quarterback.
Right.
Found this quarterback. And he's wonderful.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. You want to know why? Because they keep losing.
Yeah.
Winning matters. Winning matters.
Right.
Winning mattered last year. Winning matters for the Jets this year. Winning mattered for the Giants 2 years ago. Brian Daboll kept racking up losses. And half of you people, including you, Sean, celebrated it. Was it a good thing? Do you wonder if some of that contributes to the continuing losing to this day? That all those losses just kept piling up and they're losers. And it's not easy to snap your finger and say, well, now we're going to win.
Yeah.
And so
it's not about the quarterback, by the way. And it's an old mantra that once you draft the quarterback, it's going to save the coach's job.
And did it?
It doesn't, and it hasn't in the recent history. The NFL is different than it used to be. It's different than your father when he was watching football. It just doesn't, those narratives don't exist anymore. Daboll gets fired after drafting a quarterback. Matt Eberflus gets fired after drafting Caleb Williams. Frank Reich gets fired after drafting Bryce Young. Hell, it's different because of the circumstances down in Jacksonville. But Trevor Lawrence, his coach got fired right after he drafted him. So it's just, it doesn't work anymore. Like, drafting a quarterback doesn't save you as a coach.
You know what saves you?
Winning. It's as simple as that.
No, and that's the point. That's why, like, I can never tangibly prove that, because I don't think the Giants were tanking anyway. I think it's more of a fan kind of push thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you lose and the more we think it's good because you have a better draft pick, I wonder how much it hurts you in the long run.
Right.
The Giants are losers right now. Maybe it's because they lose all the time. Maybe it's because last year when you celebrated losing, it wasn't actually good for you. Or the year before that. So I appreciate that call because I think it's set up perfectly to just explain to him how I vehemently disagree with any Jet fan, just like I disagreed with any Giant fan who celebrates losing as if that's the elixir. Win games.
Right.
Because ultimately the reason Brian Daboll is unemployed today is because he didn't win.
Simple.
And he found his quarterback and he still didn't win. Let's go to Matt on Long Island. What's up, Matt?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call. So I'm a Jet fan, and as a Jet fan doing this as an IFO, this feels very Jet-like. Splitting up the GM and the coach, not making a clean cut. You're letting this guy pick not only a second quarterback, but a second coach in 4 years. It just screams inept. Let me know how I'm wrong, and thanks for taking the call.
I don't think you're wrong. I think Joe Shane needed to go. And if I would have been more open to, we're going to continue to evaluate. Like, I don't think he needed to be fired today is my point.
Yeah.
I think you could have absolutely been open to the idea of, hey, Mike Kafka's the new head coach. What if they go on a little bit of a winning streak? Maybe it makes you reevaluate. But to basically tell your fan base, he's coming back and he's leading the search, I can't begin to tell you how much I disagree with this decision. I don't like it. I don't think it's smart. I'm not a fan of it at all.
Yeah, it keeps stability. I understand it. I'm not saying I'm a fan of it because I think sometimes those two positions should be married, especially when they come in together the way that they did. But I understand it because it creates chaos when you have to redo the entirety of your front office.
Let me ask you a question. I'm halfway home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think you know what I mean by this, but I'm halfway home to a prediction I made. And I stand by it. I'm not joking. I'm not laughing. I'm not saying, oh, this is funny. I made a prediction to you back in June. In fact, would you like to hear the prediction again?
Sure.
Because we're halfway there, and I'm deeply concerned that keeping Joe Shane will not only ruin my prediction, but it's not about me. It would ruin something that's great for the New York Football Giants. So I want to take you back to June 30th on this show when I made a long-term prediction about the New York Football Giants. Take a listen. In January of 2026, the next head coach of the New York Football Giants will be Mike Tomlin.
That's a long-term prediction.
That is a long-term, 7 months out prediction. Number one, do you buy it?
No.
Why?
Because I don't think the Giants are going to be so bad that Dabes gets fired.
Okay. But the Steeler part you're with me on.
Absolutely.
Well, we got the Giant part.
Right.
And the Steelers, I don't know if anyone watched last night, got their ass kicked. And they are destined, in my opinion, to lose the AFC North and miss the postseason. And if that happens, an organization of stability will actually make a move. And it will come to fruition. And I wonder, Tiki, if Joe Shane is leading the search, would Mike Tomlin say, I don't want to work for him?
No, I don't think so. I wonder, after 19 years, this is an if. This is a massive if.
Yes.
If the Pittsburgh Steelers fire Mike Tomlin, who is currently atop the division only by a game because the Baltimore Ravens have won 3 in a row. The Steelers lost this past weekend, but they're 5-4. Ravens are
4-5. They've lost 3 out of their last 4 games.
They've lost sinking three out of the last fast. 4 games, but they're still a game over 500. And it is what it is. But they move on from Mike Tomlin. I wonder, after 19 years, if Mike Tomlin wants to jump right back into a coaching job. I mean, Mike Tomlin doesn't have to worry about money.
He doesn't have to. Right.
He doesn't have to worry about his reputation. If he wants to be a Hall of Famer, maybe he'll go back and coach and try to get a second or third Super Bowl. But he has plenty of time for that. Mike Tomlin's not an old man. And so I don't know if Mike Tomlin is going to be eager to jump into his next job. You know what I mean?
I do.
It's not like he's 40 and just, hey man, what else am I going to do? My kids are growing up. Like, what's? I don't know if Mike Tomlin would do that.
We are about 4.5 months after I made that long term prediction. You kind of laughed at me. Would you agree it's got a puncher's chance of happening now?
No, because I think they're going to win a lot more than people expect.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, we got the Dable part figured out. How about the Tomlin part? I see Sean smiling over there. He's like, this may be Evan's greatest prediction of all time.
I would love Mike Tomlin to be a head coach, but I tend to think Tiki's right. I think if he does step away, he'd miss a year. The only thing that would pull me in that direction that maybe Tom would have to consider, what's beleaguered him in Pittsburgh more than anything since Roethlisberger retired,
a quarterback.
He's the quarterback. I mean, and hell, the job he did. I've seen enough of Russell Wilson. Now, Tiki, God bless you, the most right thing you've ever been. What Tomlin did with Russell Wilson deserves coach of the year for the next 10 years. But, you know, again, he could have his pick of a litter, and he doesn't need Jackson Dart. He could step away for a year.
WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. A part of why I could see it happening is you've always said this about the Giants. I know it ticks a lot of fans off right now based on some of the decisions they're making, but that it's a family business. The Steelers may be the only franchise in the NFL as family-based
long-term.
As the New York Giants.
Long-term family.
Long-term family.
Yes.
Like, the families have basically run things for 100 years.
Yes.
And I could see Tomlin being intrigued by the family aspect of it.
Yeah, but he's not going to be intrigued by the fact that the turnover happens so frequently.
Well, but you know what? I would assume if Mike Tomlin does become available, and I actually have a level of, I had confidence in the Daboll thing. I have a lot of confidence in that. Because I also just look at the Steelers roster. I look at their issues. I look at their schedule. They still have to play the Ravens twice.
Yeah.
They're not winning the division.
No, of course they're not.
Okay, and I don't think they're making
the Ravens are winning double-digit games.
I agree with you.
Starting 1-4 or 1-5, whatever it was.
And I don't think they're making the playoffs. And if the Steelers miss the playoffs after acquiring Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. I think there's a greater chance this offseason more than any other offseason they would make a move away from Mike Tomlin.
Right.
And I would think Mike Tomlin doesn't want to work for Joe Shane. I would think Mike Tomlin's going to say, no, I want to run the show. And by the way, I'd be willing to give it to him. If Mike Tomlin called me up because he was available, like follow the bouncing right. balls in terms of this, and said, you know what, I'd love to work for you guys, but I ain't work. I'm not reporting to Joe Shane. I'm reporting to me. And I'll hire my own general manager. I don't know about you, Teak. What I would do is I would very quickly send over that contract to Mike Tomlin and say, fill it out.
Right.
That's what I would do. You do that too, Sean.
No, I would. I would. But the problem is, it's just, this is going to be typical Giants. Like, Mike Tomlin may get dismissed. Maybe it's another year, and we're going to mistime that. Sorry if I sound like I'm beaten down right now, but I just have no faith that the Giants are going to get that lucky to find themselves a top five head coach like Mike Tomlin this offseason that could save everything. I have no faith that's going
to
happen.
We'll get to back to your telephone calls. A lot of strong opinions on the Giant decision today to get rid of Brian Daboll, keep Joe Shane.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.